Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bomar Shanti, down here at Corsetti Performance. Remember, all these shows are free and available at Apple, iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. And we're here with the Marshall standout defensive back, Najee Johnson. Najee, what's it been like training here at Corsetti as you prepare for what I would assume is a dream of your opportunity to play in the National Football League?
Man, it's amazing. I mean, to be here with all these talented guys around me, seeing where they come from, it's just a blessing to get the opportunity to showcase my talent. I've been so long to show.
And we'll be doing these shows live down here. So you know the question. Pop Warner, Pee-wee, was Najee Johnson this kid scoring one touchdown at the net? You to the right, 6 points. You to the left, 6 points.
I played quarterback, so we basically sent people out, and I didn't throw the ball. I just ran the ball. So
you were that guy.
So I think I was the guy. They called me Little Z-Bolt down in Little League because I was the fastest one on the field. So scored a lot of touchdowns, but, you know, we lost in the championship because, you know, play calling on my part, but other than that, it's not bad.
You're blaming yourself on Pop Warner play call?
Yeah, because I could have scored, but I didn't get in the touchdown, so that's on me. I'll take
excellent.
That.
You know, we had a kid on last night, and he said their nine-year-old team, they were stacked, a lot of D1 guys, but they ended up losing, but they arrived in a limo at 9 years old.
No, I wish I had that. Sweet.
And they lost, though, so it's kind of disappointing, but nonetheless, they made it. So I'm interested. So you play DB. Mm-hmm. Kind of take us through how the ball leaves your hands and you get on that defensive side.
In high school, I played running back, and we played like a wing T, but I played also corner in high school, so I actually fell in love with it, and then I was like, you know what, it's easier to get on the field playing corner, defensive side, and then offense. You only get the ball so much, so I said, you know what, let me transition to defense. That's the best decision I made.
And it's gotten you this far, so I'm curious.
It got me this far. I walked on in 16. I walked on the team at Marshall University. I got a shot. Doc Holliday took a chance on me, and ever since then it's been history. I've been all-conference a couple years, and everything changed since that.
I'm curious, walk-on, did you have other offers?
No, I didn't have no offers. I didn't go to a lot of camps. I mean, I wasn't the biggest. I wasn't the fastest. I'm a person that believes in hard work, and you get what you put in. So I was probably like a 4'6" guy and coming out of high school. Now I'm probably like a high 4.3s, low 4.4s type of person now. So that just shows you the type of dedication it has in the weight room and then just trusting yourself in the process to get to where this point.
So pro day rolls around, you're a legit 4.3, 4.4 guy?
Oh, yes. I believe so. Legitly. My numbers are, I'm not trying to say too much, but my numbers are going to speak for itself. I'm a lot of eye turning because I'm one of those jack-in-the-box type dudes. You start spinning the thing, and the next thing you know, the thing comes out, and that's me.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Najee Johnson here on the C2P, breaking down what this young man brings to this 2022 NFL draft class. I ask all the guys that come on the program, you're in the film room, you're with these teams, they're breaking down the tape. What are they going to do? What are your hallmark abilities that they're going to fall in love with that are going to get you in camp and get you on that 53-man roster?
I'm really not a true safety. I'm a hybrid. So I'm a person that can – I played a lot of nickel in college, so I can come in a box and then I can guard the slot. They use me all types of places. I really excel at covering, and I had over 300-some tackles in my career at Marshall, and 9 interceptions. So I've been all over the place. I'm one of them hybrids. Put me anywhere to fit a scheme. I can adapt.
Excellent. And what goes unnoticed? Team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie, great in the community. Maybe the system you ran at Marshall didn't allow you to showcase certain skills. This is your show. We want these teams to know that, listen, this is something you need to know that can help you fall in their good graces around draft time.
I'm a person that's selfless. I don't need to be the name in the papers and all that. I'm going to do what I need to do for the team. And I always have been that way. And I always give back, always try to give back to the community. Even here, While I'm training for the NFL, I actually went to a school and registered some kids. So I'm always big on passing it forward because you never know if it could change somebody's life, and they can also, everything has a snowball effect. You can help other people. I always believed in that.
Excellent stuff. And I got to ask, do you adapt your game to anybody at the next level? Do you try to take bits and pieces from the guys that you see?
I try to take bits and pieces from everybody because everybody's in the league that are really talented players. So I try to take one thing from one person, one thing from another person, and put it together. And now you go. Now you got Najee Johnson.
Zeebo. Excellent, man. So we don't want to keep you too long, but as you know, we'll always like to end the show with some lighthearted questions. Ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir.
All right. At Marshall, any particular coach that had a big pet peeve during practice?
All I know is you can't, on defensive side, if you don't run to the ball, it was bad. You had to run to the ball and do not get cut back on. You get cut back on it. It's a bad day in film. That's all I need to say. It's a bad day in film.
And excellent. And then you are here at Grissetti Performance. When you arrive at your next workout, you are the trainer, not the trainee. Mm-hmm. Who amongst the staff are you going to pick to put through some hell and watch them sweat?
Probably Pipe. He's a good worker. He's quiet, but I'm going to put him through it. I'm going to see him, show him the sleds ain't no joke. And you have to do it with, like, motivation. You got to motivate yourself in here and just push it and see if he has that motivation.
Fair enough. And then the final one, as we build towards this 2022 NFL draft, April 28th through the 30th, Las Vegas, you're going to wait to hear your name called. You're going to be with family and friends. Who's the best cook in your family, and who would you like to have that meal prepared as you celebrate this next football journey?
Well, I mean, I think I'm a pretty good cook myself. I'm not going to lie. I'll cook up in the kitchen, but I'll probably say my grandmother's her little casserole she makes when I go home. She makes this chicken casserole for me to gain weight, and that's amazing. I like to have that, but I'm just going to enjoy it while I'm going through this process. It's a blessing.
Excellent. So what's your home run meal?
Oh, my home run meal is some Franks and beans. I just need some hot dogs and some Franks and some beans. I'm straight on for that.
Excellent, man. Najee, it's a pleasure having you on.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time.
Yes,
and we can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Once again, that is Najee Johnson of Marshall here on the C2P.